Colonel Davis, we thank you for your service and we thank you for joining us tonight. Let's start with the situation in Venezuela. We have an airstrike on a vessel with at least two survivors. It appears, at least from what they're telling us, it was an underwater vessel. We've seen the cartels use that. How do you think that happens? And did something wrong happen here?
Well, the biggest question is, what is the military objective? Anytime you're talking about using lethal military power to achieve national aims, you've got to have an idea what you want to accomplish and then how that is going to actually get into solving whatever the problem is you want. And in this case, the claim is there's all these illegal drugs that are coming to the United States so that we're going to interdict them. Problem with this is that when you look at where all the drugs actually come into the United States, it's not clear at all that these strikes in the Caribbean Sea near Venezuela actually have any impact at all on the drugs coming into the United States. For example, the range of these boats wasn't anywhere near enough to get to the United States, and it's unclear what the intelligence was that allegedly that said that whatever was on those boats was going to end up going somewhere else and then taking a different route to the U.S. So if you can't draw a direct line to the lethal military action here and an objective that the U.S. can accomplish, then you have to ask, what is the purpose then? And frankly, I can't really see an attainable military objective here.
Yeah, Danny, then I do have to ask you the next question. Do you think the admiral stepping down that was in charge of the Southern Command did that because of this? Do you think it had something to do? And again, we don't have any reporting to lead that way. It's just the timing is very strange. He was 1 year into that appointment, and there's all this action in the Caribbean. He suddenly steps down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the slightest access to anybody over there that could really say anything other than the timing is certainly curious. And, you know, that's like the pinnacle of a career when you get a command position like that. And to walk away 1 year into a 3-year term with no comment certainly raises a lot of questions.
Let's move on now to Ukraine. And, you know, Zelensky essentially coming here asking for those tomahawks. And President Trump now saying it doesn't sound like he's going to give them to Ukraine. It sounds like it was a failed sort of negotiation on Zelensky's part. Essentially, they both want peace. And Trump's thinking, from what we understand, is that if they give them the tomahawks, it's going to prolong this war. Is the president's thinking right on that?
Well, I honestly don't think that it's going to make any difference. I don't think it's going to prolong at all. It may raise the cost to Russia if some of those gets through. But you need to understand that the weapons that we would even contemplate giving through are going to be some of the older Tomahawk missiles, not some of the newer and the more capable ones. We would certainly reserve those for America's use. And those are, you're talking, you know, technologies like 30, 40 years old. And Russia's air defense capabilities probably can knock the majority of those down. Maybe not all of them, but certainly a good portion of them, because they're kind of slow in modern terms. So it's not clear that they would even get through. But Russia has already said if they're used, because those weapons have the potential to carry a nuclear warhead, and you can't tell when they're fired whether it's conventional nuclear, that they said that would significantly damage the relationship, the improving relationship with the Trump administration. And in that phone call with Putin yesterday, the Russian readout said that they were eager to talk about things after this war, like the START treaty that's going to come to an expiration in February and other business deals. So I think President Putin is saying, look, if you want to improve relations, don't do that because it's not going to help.
All right. Colonel Davis, we thank you again for your time coming on Top Story tonight. Next tonight.